I have heard of women that have been discriminated against by their male superiors. When do they draw the line?
Our instinctive reaction when we come across a dead end like that, when we come across a thickhead like that, is we think, right, that's it. They're not going to get any more out of me. I will not work late and I'm leaving, and they look at their watch and that's it, I'm going to leave exactly spot on. That is the very most dangerous thing you can do. Because when you come across such a creep, then your instinct is not to give that creep any more. But by very fact of you not giving more, you are depleting your resources and smothering your ability to grow. When you detect a boss who does not deserve any more, give more. Because by giving more, you are learning more. Quickly and efficiently, learn as much as you can on that stupid boss's time. The worst thing you can do is go slow. Many sort of organizations, the staff members go on a go slow and they say, our company's not worthy of our service. The moment you have done that, you have suffocated your talent. The whole notion of you to be stronger, to get out, is for you to know more. No one's going to knock on your door and say, how would you like to be the head of our organization? You have to go and sell yourself. And you cannot sell yourself in a market that has a lot of people offering what you offer. What you need to do is to say, I offer something more, I offer something better, I offer it faster, I offer it more brilliantly, more assuredly.